Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you again. Come on, get on this train, let's ride. I got another story to tell. It's impossible to know where you were born. Have you ever thought about that? Being born is something that nobody remembers. Well, everybody that I have ever asked has told me they don't remember being born, and they always act like it's a strange question to ask. I can tell because they laugh a little bit when they say, "No, I don't remember being born." It seems silly, because it seems obvious. Everyone knows that no one remembers being born, but at the same time, almost everyone believes they know where they were born. Really, the best we can do is believe we know where we were born. I believe I was born in El Paso, Texas. That's something I've always known about myself, or always believed about myself, even though I don't remember it happening, of course. My parents told me that, and it's on my birth certificate that I haven't seen in a really long time. But it's funny, this fact, where you were born, it becomes a part of you. Like your ears or your eyes that you carry with you all the time, but that you don't see except when looking at a mirror or maybe a window. But it would be wonderful to know what it was like when you were born. So it's natural to ask. And it's very strange that asking about the moment you were born, about the moment you entered this world, is like asking about some event where you weren't present. And if your parents are gone, if they've died like mine have, well, you don't have anyone to ask about what it was like when you were born. So all I have to go on is my memory, not of being born, but of the stories I heard from my parents. My parents told me that when I was born, the hospital was still under construction, and you could hear sounds of hammering and nails all around. So I was thinking about this funny situation because I was trying to get my first passport. You see, I've had this idea for a while that I'd like to visit Mexico and see what it's like. Well, I really love Mexican music. I don't know, Mexico seems like such an interesting place to go, and it's so close. I've never left the United States, you see, and I'm past 40 years old. So I thought I should see what life is like in another country. Anyway, I still haven't gotten the passport because I can't find my birth certificate. You need a birth certificate to get a passport. And it's not anywhere in my house. And there's no way my grandfather or grandmother could have it. So, I thought I could use the one story I remember hearing about my birth, that the hospital was under construction, to find the hospital I was born in, and maybe call them to see if they had a record of my birth there. But I could not find anything about a hospital being under construction in El Paso in the year 1983. So, I'm not going to be able to go to Mexico anytime soon. I was thinking about going this summer, but I don't think I'll have a passport by then. So I started talking to you about this because I was wishing so badly that I could remember being born. I didn't know what else to do, so I decided to just sit down in my chair and try to remember. I sat there and just tried to open myself up to remembering being born. Nothing came to mind except lots of impossible wishes, like, I wish my parents had kept my birth certificate, or I wish I could find a random book at a used bookstore and my birth certificate would be in it, or even, I wish I didn't need a passport to go to Mexico. All things I wasn't going to be able to do or change. Since I had no ideas about what to do, I didn't stop trying to remember. I just sat there, trying to let my mind slide into the past. Although no memories came to me, I did get very relaxed. I fell in and out of sleep. Images flashed in and out of my mind, none of which I could remember when waking myself back up. I didn't remember anything, but also, all my frustrations seemed not so important, and I didn't really care as much about whether I could go to Mexico or not. I looked at the time. It was 8 o'clock, and my dog, Shelby, hadn't had a walk yet. So I gave Shelby a walk around the neighborhood. When I came back, I brushed my teeth, changed into my pajamas, and slept like a baby. That's all for this time, friends. Thank you so much for listening to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. Send me an email at carl@boxcarenglish.com. That's carl@boxcarenglish.com. If you can, leave me a voice message. I really want to share some of your stories in this podcast. Let me know how you like it, and let me know what's going on in your life, what it's like where you live. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening.